So let's move on now to megatrend number 5, the values-driven consumer, which I must say is one of my favorites. And we'll start with a very simple but, I think, compelling figure that you and I hear in the business news maybe once a month or every quarter, but at any rate, very often. And that is that nearly 70% of the GDP, and that stands for gross domestic product, which actually means the economy, nearly 70% of the U.S. economy is attributable to consumer spending. Think about the power that you have as a consumer to change these companies that might not be as conscious as maybe you and I would like them to be. As consumers, we are voting with our pocketbooks, not just every 4 years, like we might vote for the president, but we're voting every day with our pocketbooks. We're telling companies what we want in terms of products, and by avoiding buying products we don't want, we're telling companies what we don't want. And today, growing numbers of consumers, experts say something like 63 million consumers, take their values shopping with them. Values like health and the environment and social justice and conservation and safety and sustainability. The research I'm referring to here is the research that's put out by the LOHAS organization. I'm going to tell you what that means. It's LOHAS, L-O-H-A-S, and it stands for Lifestyles of Health and Sustainability. Some 60 million or so consumers embrace the health and sustainability lifestyle. And these consumers represent at least a $230 billion market. I actually think that that figure is very conservative. I think it's probably a lot higher than that. And they represent the kinds of people who are buying stuff like solar panels, non-toxic cleaning products, organic cotton, of course green cars, including hybrid cars, but also recycled paper, organic cosmetics, and on and on and on. These products are, by marketing experts, thought to be part of the LOHAS sector. The LOHAS sector. Now, the LOHAS sector has been around for over a decade now. And what we're finding today, as conscious capitalism becomes more and more mainstream business, is very interesting. Today, we're finding a lot of LOHAS values shifting into the mainstream. And I'll give you an example. Walmart has announced that it plans to carry 400 organic products. Today, Walmart has launched an environmental initiative, and by recycling and repackaging various products, it has already saved millions of dollars. Now, Walmart has never been known as a paragon of social responsibility. A lot of its labor policies are troublesome and disturbing, to say the very least. But it's interesting that we see Walmart saying it's going to stock organic products and it's going to be environmentalist. It's going to be attempt to be more environmentalist, let's put it that way. So what does this mean? Does it mean that Walmart has become a conscious capitalist company? I wouldn't say so. Not yet, not until it changes a lot of its labor policies, but I believe it shows something very interesting and very important, which is that with the landscape of business changing as it is, through the power of consumers, through the power of socially responsible investors, which we'll learn more about in Megatrend number 7, corporations who maybe didn't have such a great reputation for conscious capitalism before can no longer stand there and say what the unconscious capitalist motto was, which we talked about earlier in the program. It's just about making money. Walmart cannot look consumers in the eye today and say, look, all we're going to do is give you some products and they're going to be cheap. And that's our whole corporate mission. That's what they said 2 years ago. They can't say that anymore because you and I, through our power as consumers, you and I, through our power as investors, have changed the marketplace so much that they can't do that anymore. And I think that is absolutely fascinating. There's a wonderful socially responsible company called Green Mountain Coffee. And they have, in the New England states, they are a New England company, in the New England states, they have got a pilot project going with McDonald's to sell organic, fair trade, Green Mountain Coffee in McDonald's outlets. So again, you find another company similar to Walmart, McDonald's, which wants to enhance its brand by associating itself with the kind of values that values-driven consumers believe in, and fair trade coffee and organic coffee exemplify those values. So things have changed a lot in, I would say, as recently as the past 2 years, in 2005 and 2006, things have changed so much that consumers are changing the policies of corporations. That is an amazing story. And I want to add one more footnote to that about McDonald's and just to embroider the point a little bit, that McDonald's did consumer studies with moms who were very concerned about the junk food that is sold in McDonald's. And that was a very, very important point at which corporate policy changed. And they began offering healthier alternatives at McDonald's, more salads, apples and yogurt in the morning, and that kind of thing. And as a matter of fact, it has been shown that the sales of these new healthier products has really helped McDonald's financially. So the company, which was really stagnating for many years, the comeback of McDonald's today has been linked with the healthier products that it offers. And why did it offer those? Because values-driven consumers, like moms, started complaining about the food that was being served at McDonald's. This is just the beginning of our seeing the power that we have as consumers to change corporations. Now, looking again at this notion of the values-driven consumer, if you're a company and you want to win the loyalty of the values-driven consumer, you have got to deliver a value proposition that includes values. And when I say values, I mean transcendent human values. The product that you offer as a company, the service that you offer as a company, has got to embody one or more values, human values, preferably transcendent human values. That's the way you're going to get your customer. And I'd like to give you a couple of examples. The value of social justice is embedded in the notion of fair trade coffee. Fair trade coffee is the situation where the coffee company is paying farmers not just the market price, but a more sustainable and a more fair price for the coffee. Now, companies like Starbucks, which I mentioned earlier, like Green Mountain Coffee, which is very important. Actually, I believe their name is Green Mountain Coffee Roasters. These companies communicate the value of social justice by selling fair trade coffee. And so what's kind of a value proposition? The value proposition is that you, the consumer, can enjoy, can indulge in a small luxury. There's no reason to feel guilty about it because you know that the coffee involved was fairly produced and that the farmers who grew it were paid fairly for that coffee. So that's an example of how a transcendent human value like social justice can find its way into a value proposition. And I'd like to give you just a couple more examples, just so you get this idea of human values and corporate value proposition and how they connect. Whole Foods, very, very successful chain of organic grocery stores, very famous. Their stock has done very well, embraces and lives the value of health, a very important human value. They offer natural and organic food that is produced without pesticides, that's beautiful to look at and delicious to eat. So the human value of health permeates their value proposition. Going back to the hybrid cars, Toyota and Honda and Ford, by embracing the value of sustainability, the human value of sustainability, they offer a value proposition that says your car will emit fewer emissions, and in addition to that, you'll save on the skyrocketing cost of gasoline. Sticking with the cars here, just for one more example, I want to mention Volvo. And it's very interesting because Volvo picks up another value, and that's the value of safety. They emphasize the value of how safe their cars are. And in fact, they put out some very humorous ads about how Volvo is being accused of contributing to the overpopulation program because their cars are so safe. So that was kind of cute and kind of funny. And it really drove the point home very successfully, I think. But it's interesting with Volvo because they emphasize safety so much that it almost obscures the point that some of their cars are so green and so environmentally good that they fit into the same category as hybrids. So I think you have to be very careful how you emphasize your values and make sure to include one or more transcendent values. I'd actually like to see Volvo stay with that safety value, but also bring in the green sustainability value a little bit more. So think about it. Think about yourself as a consumer, about you personally, and think about what are the most important values for you. What values do you want to be encapsulated in the products that you buy? And if you're a company, think about what your customer values. What are the values of your customer? And if you think that you know what your customers value, I would say think again. Have you asked them? It might be a very illuminating thing to ask your customers what their values are and to figure out how to embody those values in your product. I want to conclude this section on the conscious customer by making one more very, very important point. And that is that if you're a company and you want to attract values-driven consumers, you must remember one thing, and that is that you have got to live in your corporate culture the same values that you advertise in your brand and in your product. In other words, you've got to walk the talk. And Whole Foods is a company, I don't want to hold it up as a perfect company because there aren't any perfect companies, let's face it, any more than there are human beings. But Whole Foods really lives its values. The people who work there all get profit sharing. They all get health plans. They all get performance-related bonuses. At Whole Foods, everybody knows how much everybody earns. It believes in complete transparency. And so although the company isn't perfect and they've been criticized by various people here and there for its labor policies, for example, they make no secret of the fact that they are against unions. And I think it's interesting because Whole Foods has taken it on. These are my words, not their words. This is my interpretation. They've said, in effect, if we create a workplace where people are treated properly, there really should be no need for unions. And so if they can do that, they are living their values and they are walking the talk. So you got to walk the talk. You got to live your values if you want to attract the values-driven consumer.